Mary Jo Copeland, the great, the fabulous, the amazing Mary Jo Copeland, bottom of the hour. I put too much Frank's on the steak.
The hot sauce?
Woo! That's I put a lot of hot sauce on there.
The communal hot sauce. Yes. Garra gotcha.
I should have. It should have been a small amount. I said, what the heck?
Hot sauce on a steak, really? You're better than
that. I should have brought A1 in.
You're better than that, too.
I love A1. What do you put on your steaks?
I cook my steak properly.
Well, I cooked it great.
It doesn't sound like it. Not what I heard.
I wanted to add a little panache, a little extra touch. I had
sounds like it was still mooing when you put it on the plate.
Not correct, but I may need the defibrillator in your soup. Woo!
No.
I'm not a Minnesotan, too. I like my spices. Bring it on. I got to get those Arizona. When I lived in Arizona for 4 years, I could take on almost all the spices. Like I told you one time before. So then a year later, I go back to see a bunch of friends, and we go to our authentic place where it was as spicy as can be.
Mexican, we talking, probably?
Yes. I was in the corner. And they're like, what's happened to you? You were the one to take the spices more than any of us. I go, not now. I had that Minnesota back in me.
A year of wild rice and hot dish to do that to you.
It threw me off. Okay, where do we start? Politically, let's start with the Bob Woodward book. Since Watergate, Bob Woodward has been writing about presidents, and pretty much every president hasn't liked what Bob Woodward has written about him. W seemingly might have came out the best. Obama wasn't happy. Trump gave him tons of access, thinking he could charm him. You know, Trump thinks if somebody charms him and they're kind to him, he can just do the same.
It works that way.
Right. And so the Woodward book is not just on the Don. It's on Biden, including Biden's love of the F word. He loves the F word, Joe Biden.
It's a big bleeping deal.
He likes to use it about Bibi Netanyahu. And picking up on some of our conversation we had at the end of the show yesterday, 1 year after October 7th, how Joe Biden has so little leverage on Bibi Netanyahu. And talks about that. Talks about Blinken and what they're trying to do. So it's another voluminous look, inside account, phenomenal sourcing. And we now have a combination of Trump and his communications director, who probably can just offer up what Trump's going to say no matter what. Because part of the book talks about Trump sending some COVID testing to Putin off the record in 2020, right? And then also how they stay in contact. That at minimum, they've talked 7 times since he's left office, including as recently as this year. Donald / his spokesperson did not care for that. I think I need to read this.
Yes, you do.
None of these made-up stories by Bob Woodward are true. The work of a truly demented and deranged man who suffers from a debilitating case of Trump derangement syndrome. Woodward, now we get to like something about physical appearance.
Yes, I'm counting the insults. We're up to 3 so far.
He always has to go to something's wrong with someone physically because, as we said at the start of our show, he talks about his own gorgeous body.
Yeah, crowd size, then you go to physical appearance.
Woodward is an angry little man and is clearly upset because President Trump is successfully suing him because of the unauthorized publishing recordings he made previously. Remember with the book, Woodward and Trump talked a lot.
Yes, they did.
As Trump was starting to charm him. Like, that's his M.O. He thinks he can go charm Kim Jong-un. President Xi, you name it. Continues. President Trump gave him absolutely no access for this trash book that either belongs in the bargain bin of the fiction section of a discount bookstore or used as a toilet issue. Keep counting. Woodward is a total sleazebag who has lost it mentally and he's slow, lethargic, incompetent, and overall a boring person with no personality. What'd you get to?
I think I got 14 direct insults towards Bob himself or Bob's work.
I would have guessed higher because, I mean, he finishes with a flourish.
That was nice.
When you hit the, when you land and stick your arms out.
Oh, that was Simone Biles-like.
That was Biles-esque.
Even a great vault to add the little flourish of not just the bargain bin of any bookstore. It's a discount bookstore bargain bin.
Discount bookstore, yeah. Again, total sleazebag who's lost it mentally. He's slow. He's lethargic. I think they're the same, right?
A boring person.
Incompetent. And overall, just get back to the person. A boring person with no personality. Again, it's a bit redundant, right? If you're boring, you don't have a personality. If you're slow, you're lethargic. But, man, we got to go. We got to hammer
it. Just hit them all.
God, I'm really torn who I believe. Bob Woodward or Donald Trump. It's complicated for me. It's really complicated. I cannot decide. Now let's get to his opponent. His opponent showed up for the Bill Whitaker interview. Donald did not with the Scott Pelley interview. And, again, who do I believe? Scott Pelley in 60 Minutes when they laid out at the start of the show.
Scorched earth.
Or Donald Trump and
on the cancellation.
Stephen Chang and what they're making up. But there were a number of moments that stood out to me. We already saw her comments on Netanyahu, where she refused to call him a close ally, but said Israel and the United States are close allies. I'm sure she's aware of the number of times Biden has tried to say, let's try to kill a few less thousand people while making your point. So this becomes a bit of a game because we have so much anti-Semitism out there. We have so much filth that's out there. We got people walking the streets of America yesterday with Hezbollah and Hamas flags. Really? If you're wearing a Palestinian flag, I have no problem with that. No problem because thousands of civilians have died. Hezbollah and Hamas would kill most Americans if they had the chance. So give me a break on that. So that soundbite was already out there. But here she's asked again. When she talks about her plan of, housing, child tax credit, going after, big businesses and price gouging. By the way, good luck on that one. That seems very troubling to me. And Bill Whitaker is asking, how are you going to pay for this? And she lays out everything. And then Bill Whitaker says, Madam Vice President, how are you going to pay for this? She does again. He goes, again. And then she starts going with, well, I talked to a lot of Republicans behind the scenes. And they know this is going on. This is just utter nonsense. If the Republicans, let's say she wins, and if the Republicans controlled the Senate or House, the idea that they haven't believed in some of these fiscal ideas and how, number one, I'm not sure they all agree with her concepts, but how they're going to pay for it is dramatically raising taxes, which most Republicans have been against forever. They think you stimulate the economy by giving all of us more money, including the higher end, the Harrigans. And she thinks because they've talked to her behind the scenes that this has been a strong philosophy of theirs forever, but now she's in charge and they're going to change their view? Was a terrible answer. It wasn't as bad as their immigration one, though. When Bill Whitaker, good reporter, really good reporter, says these numbers have jumped up enormously. 3-4 times higher from the final year of Donald Trump to those coming into this country illegally. Did you go too far away from the Trump administration policies? And then she cites, as you would expect, what they tried to get done with Lankford, Sinema, and Murphy. And Lankford, as conservative as any senator. And eventually, we know what happened. Yes, there are other Republicans who weren't 100% for it. There's no doubt. Because it didn't give Republicans 100% of what they wanted, but it gave them a lot. And there were no center pieces of what Democrats want. But it also would have been helpful to Joe Biden on that issue, which he's screwed up, where he's been behind from the opening tap, where the criticism towards his administration and immigration, I believe, is just and fair. And she keeps talking about, well, Bill, look what's happened since we did this. And he keeps asking her repeatedly, why didn't you put this in at the start? And she's talking Congress, and that's partially a fair answer, Dave. Because to truly get comprehensive immigration, where Democrats get some, Republicans get some, you need Congress involved. But what Biden did earlier this spring slash summer, it was an executive order, and they've had significant success in slowing down immigration. So when Whitaker's saying, why didn't you do it sooner? She has no answer. And yes, she made herself available, and Donald ran. Donald, yes, has had plenty of home team coverage on his questions, but they're about, I mean, just be, people have to be honest, and God knows I once spent a split second considering voting for the guy, but he has made himself, after events frequently the last month, okay, what do you want to ask me? And a lot of times it has nothing to do with the truth, it has nothing to do with the question, but he's made himself available. So if, and again, it's a weird bar for him, because we're so used to his utter nonsense and maybe bumping in the truth. But I am surprised that she doesn't have better answers for, okay, Republicans aren't going to go for this plan, and why didn't you put this plan in place in immigration? Because those are two really good questions, and she failed on both of them, in my opinion.
Did she fail, or is there just not a good answer?
I
think that's specifically to the immigration question. There is not a good answer.
How about this answer?
Other than, yeah, we screwed up.
How about that? How about that? That we made the mistake of going so far from Trump because we abhorred some of his family separation policies. And I know some people say parts of that happened under the Obama administration, and part of that is true. But just be honest and say, we were way behind. And yeah, we wanted Congress to pass it. They weren't. We should have had this executive order in after the first 6 months when we saw it going the other way. And on the Senate or the House and Republicans, don't tell me because what they're telling you behind the scenes.
If they are actually telling you behind the scenes.
Exactly. Exactly. Just be a little more adept, not questioning her intelligence in any way, but this is where she's not great in these interviews. Do I think there are other people within both parties who would handle these interviews better than Donald Trump and Kamala Harris? Yeah, I do. He's so bizarre. But when she's facing direct challenges, and I want to get to a little bit of the polling which came out today from the Times, which baffles me, about a change agent, and then walls on businesses supporting his ideas when I don't think they knew enough about it to push back on him. But our guy Hauser did. We'll get to that. Texts are encouraged as always. 651-461-9226. Don't forget about 15, Mary Jo Copeland here on CCO. Yeah, the hot sauce idea, just a bad idea. I tried it for the first time ever. I love hot sauce and different items. I put a little bit on my eggs today. Just a little chula. I like that. But this was too much. Bad decision.
Really bad decision.
I made a mistake.
Yeah. I'm glad you can admit it.
I made a mistake.
Unlike some people.
The steak was well prepared. I should have accepted it just as well prepared steak.
If 60 Minutes had asked you about that mistake you made, what would your answer have been?
I screwed up.
Well, look at you.
I screwed up.
You're officially unelectable. Well done.
Screwed up, and now my sinuses are as clear as they've been. So are yours.
They're whistling. They're so clear.
So New York Times national poll today has Harris up by 3. The previous one had Trump up by, 1 or 2? First time she's been ahead, but it's within the margin there. But again, she has a significant lead, Dave. Which candidate is more of an agent for change? She was on The View today, spoon-fed simple questions, favorable questions. And she said, she didn't disagree with anything Joe did over the last 4 years. Help me understand this. If you're going to be viewed as the agent of change, and you are the vice president, and you just said about the president, I wouldn't change anything he did over the last 4 years. How are you the agent of change? And I get it. They're just people are sick because Trump's been around for 9 years. Those who are saying that, others love the guy. But it doesn't pass the sniff test if you're like, plus me, we're smelling in here with my excessive hot sauce, too. But if you wouldn't change a thing, and that means you're not going to change a thing going forward, and you're the agent of change, how are you answering she's more an agent of change?
Well, I mean, a lot of people think Jill Biden is running the country right now, Chad. So maybe she hasn't disagreed with Joe, but she does disagree with Jill. Maybe it's okay. Just a bad line of questioning.
Okay. Good to
Way
know.
Way to go, Bill Whitaker.
Take that, Bill Whitaker. Take that in your hot sauce. Walls was also interviewed last night. And among the other things he said, talking about his paid family medical leave program. And we had a number of Republicans on about that, remember, who weren't crazy about it. When Walls says to Whitaker that the new program was promoted by the business community, and Hauser rightfully points out the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce and the Minnesota Business Partnership and others were adamantly against how they were paying that. We had Dave Baker on.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about have this more of the business community. Let them do their own ways of paying for this. And by the way, if you want to philosophically say this is the better way to go, I get it. You can defend it. But when Wall says the business community is behind it, they weren't.
Well, did he say they're behind it or they promoted it, Chad?
Okay. Yeah,
because they
promoted where they disagreed with it?
Look, if they're bringing it up and they're talking about it, the old adage, any news is good news, right? You're bringing it up, you're promoting it. I don't think he meant promoting it as in they like it. He just meant they're bringing it up.
Sure. Man, he's stretching or lying, whatever you want to call it. More and more by the day, man. He's got his freedom. I think he probably sees Trump and says, why not?
Yeah.
He's been president, almost was president again, might be president again. He didn't care about the truth. Why don't I just have free form on this? How about what broke out yesterday between DeSantis and Harris, where Harris was trying to reach out. Some of the folks within the DeSantis campaign or like why. Then he says later, last night and again today, I'm not talking politics. We're getting what we need from the White House. This seems political, what she's doing. And then Joe Biden says today about Ron DeSantis, he's doing a great job. And he has my own cell phone to get a hold of me. Kind of refutes what Kamala's saying, right?
A little bit.
If her boss is saying that DeSantis is doing a great job, that they've talked whenever they've needed to talk, kind of not exactly checkmark in her way of, hey, he's not responding to me.
Does she agree with Joe on this, too? This might be their first disagreement.
Sure didn't seem like it yesterday when she was going at him, right?
Mom said this might be their first disagreement now. It's finally happened.
And thank God they are talking, right?
Oh.
It's utterly ridiculous. And when Trump is just lying about FEMA still, it's just absolutely embarrassing. Do you want me to get this garbage out of here with the hot sauce?
Well, if it's clearing out your nose, that's a good thing.
Is that a shot at my nose?
No.
Yeah.
But it could have been.
It could have been.
Wish it was now.
Yeah. It's not small. That's correct. Mary Jo Copeland, an angel, is next.